Today, sharing the Daf Yomi is the Gemara Nazir Daf Lamed Tes. We're beginning at the Mishnah, about six lines from the top. Lamed Tes with Aleph. We're learning today Le'ilu Nishmas Ilse Lauer Chana Bas David. All the terms we learn for us to have an Aliyah from our learning. Okay, we get into Mishnah Lamed Tes with Aleph. The Mishnah states something that we had previously. The Gemara on Daf Hey, shortest Mishnah, taught us Stam Naziris Lamed Yom, and here we add on to that, as Tosus brings down, Kfar in Dibur Masku Stam Naziris Lamed Yom, Kfar Shaninuze, the Parakama. We already learned this Mishnah, at least the first part of it, on Daf Hey Yom and Aleph. But I did the boil the Misne Gileach. Now that the Mishnah is going to teach us a din of if somebody took a haircut during the Naziris, Osha Gilchu list him, or he was forced by terrible people to go and cut his hair. They tortured him. So Sosa Lamed Yom, so that will knock off 30 days. So therefore, Toninami Stam Naziris Shloshim Yom. So it teaches us the basic din again first to segue into the din that the Mishnah here is trying to teach us. So we remind ourselves that the Stam Naziris is Lamed Yom. A typical Naziris is 30 days. If a person doesn't specify how much, so it's 30 days. It can't be less than 30 days. It's allowed to be more than 30 days if he specifies so. But if he doesn't specify so, then a Stam Naziris is Lamed Yom. Now, here's the point that Tosus points out that our Mishnah is trying to teach us. Gilach, if the person took a haircut, again, intentionally or unintentionally, he shaved his head. Oh, shall Gilchu list them? Or terrible people try to persecute a Jew. Nebuch, the Nazis, Yimach Shemam Zichram, would cut off the payas, would cut off the beards of the Rabbanim in town publicly in order to make them embarrassed, in order to publicly humiliate them. So the Nazis, Yimach Shemam Zichram, would do something like this. Unfortunately, it's already present in the time of the Mishnah, that sometimes armed robbers or people just trying to persecute the Jews would cut off a person's beard and shave their head. So in this situation, so Sulamid Yom, the Tana of a Mishnah tells us that you have to then recount 30 days so your hair can grow. That's considered something of a significant growth in order to be able to do, ultimately, your taglachas tahara. So cutting the hair, so restarts 30 days. Not because the days that you counted aren't good. If a person counted 100 days, so those 100 days are still good. But he can't do his taglachas until he has a 30-day growth. That's what our Mishnah tells us. Now, Nazir Shegilach, a Nazir that did take a haircut, Bein Bezug, whether he used a zug is a scissors, Bein Bitar, whether he used a razor, Oh, Shesifseif, or he individually took the hairs and he pulled them from his head. Shesifseif means he plucked them with his hand. So Kalshu, even a small amount, meaning even a single hair. In this situation, that the Mefarish tells us, Shetolash Ktsas Biro Shaseir, he took off even a little bit from his hair. So in this situation, a person would be Chayiv Malkus. The Isser applies even to one hair in this situation. There is no minimal number of hairs that you have to take off before you're Chayv Malkus. No, even a single hair is going to get a person to be Chayv Malkus. Okay, that's our Mishnah. The Gemara begins and says, Ibarlu, the answer to the Beis Medrash. How does hair grow? Hay Mazya, this hair, Miletachas Ravi, does it grow from the bottom up? In other words, does the hair increase its growth from the point that's closest to the scalp? Oh, Mile'el, or does it come from, in fact, the top of the head? And the new growth is just a continuation from the very top where the hair is already there, so it just grows more and more from the top. In other words, does it grow from the bottom or does it grow from the top? No, who cares? L'may nafkimina, the Gemara says, what difference does it make? So no, it's a tremendous nafkimina. L'nozir shel gilchu listim. According to the opinion, it says that if the Nazir is Nebuch, his hair is cut by these armed robbers, so Vishairubo Kidei Lochuf Rosho Likoro. They just give him a buzz haircut. They don't go and remove all the hair. They leave enough hair left there, Vishairu Kidei Lochuf, to bend over Rosho Likoro, that the hair is long enough still that if you bend it over, the top part that you're bending over can go and touch the base of the hair. So in this situation, if you tell me Iarmis Milisachas Ravi, if you're telling me that the hair grows up from the bottom, in other words, new hairs come out closest to the scalp, so then Naziris Ha Shakle, then the hair that he took upon himself, the Naziris, is no longer present. All of that hair was removed because the only hair that's left, this hair that you have enough to bend it over that it could touch to the base, was all new hair that grew subsequent to his Naziris, subsequent to the time that he took upon himself the Naziris, and therefore In such a situation, he would have to go and count the 30 days that our Mishnah required, because none of his original hair was there. All of that original hair had been removed. That was the hair that he, so to say, took upon himself, the Naziris, and therefore, Naziris ha shakle. As Tosu says in the Ramasu v'i Amis, he says, Klomar, Haseyor shehikdish biyom nizro, the hair that was upon his head on the day that he took upon himself in his Naziris, ze nitolo v'golchu. That's what the listim cut off. And that hair that's left behind, enough to bend over from the top to be able to touch the base, none of that hair was present at the time that he took upon himself the Naziris, but that grew subsequently. And therefore, the Soser, it's going to require a new 30-day period. May also say, because none of the original hair was left. So if you're telling me that the hair grows up from the bottom, so then all the original hair is now gone. So that's why he'd have to count 30 days. However, Ella, the more continues, E Amis Mila El Rabbi, if you're telling me it just extends out from the top, the base hair is the original hair. When they cut off the new hair, it's all new hair that they cut off, but the base hair is still there. Eli Amis Mila El Rabbi, so what they left now, Kidei Lochof Rosh Li Korah, was the original hair. My Da'akdish, that hair which he took upon himself, the Naziris, is still there. And therefore, in this situation, as Tosus continues in his Dibur HaMaskel V'Yamris, he says, V'Yamris Mil El Ravi, so my Di'akdish Koi. That hair which he took upon himself, the Naziris, is still there. The Oso Shishiyaru Vadai Me Oso Seyo Shehikdish. The hair that's left is the original hair that was there. And therefore, Obekach HaVishir Choshuv Ve'inu Sosu Klum. And therefore, his hair was originally there at the time of the Naziris, is still there, and he doesn't have any stira, and he can go do the taglachas right now. So that's the nafka mina. Do we say milatachas ravi? And therefore, in this situation, he'd have to be sosur shloshim, o mila el ravi, or does it grow up from the top, and the base is the original hair, and therefore it wouldn't be sosur. So the verse says, let's prove it from the following scenario. Toshma, I bring you a raya from the following proof, scientific proof, mehot, from this case of inva, and inva is a knit. So, chaya, a live knit, it attaches itself to the hair. The koyim bi'ikva debinosa, and it is attached to the akev, to the base, to the foot, so to say, of the binosa. Binosa is a hair. Now, if you're going to tell me v'soka daitoch milatachas ravi, that the hair grows up from the bottom and that new hair comes in from the closest to the scalp, so then in this situation, you wouldn't find this inva, this knit, at the bottom. As the hair grows, it's attached to the hair, but as the hair grows, it will constantly go higher and higher and higher. And therefore, because it's growing, new hair is pushing up, so then the knit, assuming the knit is stationary, v'soka daitoch milatachas ravi, so b'resha debinosa boilemekam, it would no longer be at the bottom, near the skull, but it would constantly be going up as new hair is pushing in from the bottom. So therefore, what do you see? You see that the inva is always found at the bottom. So therefore, it must be that the hair grows from the top. And let us prove that, in fact, it's mila el and not mila tachas. Of course, says, no, that's ridiculous. Olam mila tachas, Rafi. Come on, the hair grows up from the bottom. Why is the knit not constantly moving up higher as the hair, which it's attached to, is moving up higher because new hair is growing in from the bottom? So, no. In fact, the olam mila tachas, Rafi, that is the case, that it grows in from the bottom. So why doesn't the knit go up higher? Because the knit moves. The agav chiyusa, because it needs to be near the scalp. That's where its food is, so to say. The agav chiyusa nochis v'ozil inva. So the knit moves back down. It needs to be near the scalp. That's where it gets its sustenance from, and therefore it's going to move down. It's a live knit. It's inva chaya, so therefore it can move. And therefore there's no stira to say that the knit is always at the akev, at the bottom, because it moves to the bottom, and it doesn't give you a proof that the hair grows from the top and not from the bottom. Try again. The Gemara continues and says, Toshma, bring it right from the following case. What happens if the inva's dead? Inva mesa, you have a dead knit. So, beresha debinosa, you would always find it at the top of the hair. Now, how come that's true? V'soka daitoch mila el rabbi, if you're telling me that the hair grows from the top, so then new hair should be coming in from the top, why would a dead knit be at the top? The dead knit should be wherever it was, and the new hair is growing in should make the dead knit now move towards the middle, move towards more the bottom as the hair grows. Because the knit's not moving. The knit is stationary, it's dead. So the hair, if it's growing above it, so then we can understand why the nit would be in the middle. But if the nit is always at the top, it must be that the hair is growing in from the bottom. If you're telling me the hair grows at the top, so the nit should be constantly be respectively lower on the hair because the new hair is growing in from above it. So you'd expect to find the nit towards the bottom. Why do we find the nit towards the top? Must be that the hair grows up from the bottom. So he says also, that's not a good proof, because in that situation of the dead nit, hasum nami, in that case also, mishum de lesbo chela, shiruge shiriga v'ozo, because it's dead, it doesn't have the ability to move, so it's going to slide. As the hair grows, it's going to slide down. Gravity is going to pull it towards the top of the hair, because the hair gets bent over. The weight of the nit, it will slide down towards the top of the hair. So even though the hair is really growing from the top, the dead nit does move as well. So you can't bring me a raya from a live nit, you can't bring me a raya from the dead nit. The Gemara says, let's bring a raya from the following scenario. Toshma, I'll bring a raya from the goyim, the way that they cut their hair. Mi bluris dekushiyim, the special type of bluris, a bluris, is a certain type of a haircut that the goyim used to do as part of their avodah zarah, and it would be something like a mohawk, and they would have like a ponytail at the end. So they would tie this very tightly, they would braid it. So this bluris of the kushim were certain people. So the basar, the megadla, after they had done all of this, megadla means to braid it, it's building it, so then what do you see? Rafya milatachas. Over time, it loosens at the bottom. Now, if it's loosening at the bottom, doesn't that mean that the hair is growing up from the bottom? And therefore, the braid loosens because new hair is coming in. So isn't this a proof the hair grows up from the bottom? Because if it grew from the top, then why would the bottom get untightened? Why would it loosen up? Why would it be rafya? So it says also that's not a good proof, because in that situation of the blueness of the kushim, hasam nami, there too, aidi the komtohi, because it's very, very tightly tied over here, it's very tightly braided, and as a result, mishichva de rafia. It comes loose because the person's constantly sleeping on it. So even though it's very, very tightly tied, but just the pressure of constantly lying on it, even though the hair is growing from the top, nevertheless, at the bottom, it will get loose because of just the pressure of sleeping on it. So therefore, that's not a raya either. Finally, the Gemara proves in the following scenario. I'll show you from here. Toshma, miskarta. I'll show you from the painting that they used to go and put slap red paint on to mark their sheep. The Mefarish says this is the slapping of the paint on the tenth animal. And the three lines on the bottom, the Mefarish, the Sokrin al-Huasiri l'shum Meiser. So this is the putting on of the red paint on the tenth one that goes to the corral to mark it that it's Meiser Sheni. Now what happens to this paint over here? You put it onto the hair of the sheep, the rafe amra milatachas. So what happens to this red paint? You put it at the base of the animal, and then the animal's hair grows up from the bottom. So what happens? The wool where the paint was remains very matted at the top, but it's very loose, the rafe amra milatachas, because that's new hair growing in. So the matted painted hair at the top, so that stays matted because it constantly moves up towards the top, because the new hair is pushing it up from the bottom. So therefore, this is a raya that the hair grows ravi milatachas. And I'll further show you that we have the girsa vitanya on the side. It says it should be vitzarich lomar vitnan. This is a mishnah. In any event, visu, and further it says in this mishnah, kad tzave savya diknahon, when a older person, Savya, a grandfather, wants to look younger, what does he do? He doesn't like his white hair, he doesn't like salt and pepper hair, so he goes and dyes it black to make himself look younger. When he dyes, Savya, the older person, Dik Nahon, his beard, the Dalet and Zayin interchangeable, so this is his Zokon, Diknon is his Zokon, so if an older person doesn't want to have a salt and pepper or a white beard, so he goes and dyes it black, so Chivron, where did the white hairs come in? He dyes it, so every hair that's there right now is blackened. But new hairs are going to come in. They haven't been dyed, and they're going to be white. Where are these new hairs? And we turn to Lamites Amidbeis. These new hairs are found ikve nimhon. They're found at the bottom. Obviously, the undyed hair is the new hair coming in, and that's at the bottom. So from both the example we gave for the Maisa Behema, the red paint, and from the older person dyeing his beard, in both situations we see Shmamina, Milatachas Ravi, Shmamina. These are good proofs, and in fact the hair does grow in from the bottom, and not just it extends out further from the top. Now the Gemara says, okay, so you want to tell me that we've proven that the hair comes in from the bottom, but that seems to be a stira to the following brisa. They have a hard detanya. What are you going to do with the following brisa, which seems to imply the opposite? Nazir shugilchu listim. The brisa is similar to our Mishnah. It says, Nebuch, a yid had his hair, a nazir had his hair cut by listim, by these armed robbers. Vishiru bokedei lochof roshali karo, but they left a little bit. They gave him a buzz haircut, but not a total zero. They didn't totally remove all of his hair from his head. They gave him a haircut that allowed him still to have a little bit of hair left, enough that the hair could be bent over, and the top part of the hair could still touch the base. Shiru bokedei lochof roshali karo. So in this situation, the brisa says, Eino soser, it is not going to be soser. But if you just taught us, visokadaitoch, milataras ravi, if you're telling me that the hair grows from the bottom, you just proved that the hair grows from the bottom, so then we should, as we pointed out, listar, if the hair grows from the bottom, that should be new hair that is now in there. The old hair at the time of the Naziris is no longer present. So then why is it not soser? According to the Tana of our Mishnah and the Tana of this Brisa, it should be soser. So Gemara says no. You know what the case over here is in the Sprisa? Kigon shagilchuhu achar melos. Listim came along, Nebuch, and tortured this guy by cutting off his hair. They came along after the completion of his Naziris, after the 30 days were up, what's called the melos. And at that point in time, if you hold like Rabbi Eliezer, there is no reason to be soser. Umani, who's opinion does this Brisa hold like? This is the opinion we learned previously of Rabbi Eliezer. What is that? He holds the Amar Rabbi Eliezer Shita is call Achar Melos Zayin Soser. After the Melos, you cut your hair, so then you just need to have hair in order to do the taglachas. So you just have 7 days. It's not soser any of the days. So the fact that your hair grows up from the bottom and that the original hairs were not present at the time of your ultimate taglachas, that is not soser, because you finished with all those hairs present. It was after the melos that these armed robbers, these listim, came along and cut off your hair. So therefore, you don't need any problem with the original hair being kadosh at the time that you made your naziris. That was still present at the melos. They cut your hair now, so now you need to have 7 days' growth. That's a din that you just need to have a significant amount of hair on your head. And what you have isn't significant enough. So therefore, he says, if your hair is cut after the melos, so the armor, kol acha melos, zayin soser. And in fact, if that hair that's on your head is significant enough, so then you don't even have the zayin soser. It's only soser if they cut off enough that you don't have what's called a significant growth. And you can see this inside in Tosos Dibur Masel Kigon, where he says, "Biyom Lamed." They cut it, the hair after the Melos, after the Stam Naziris of 30 days. And the author of this price of money, Rabbi Lez, he who holds Yomar Kol Acher Melos Zayin So. So you only have to have 7 days of hair growth in Nitma. So this is talking about a case if you became Tomei at that point in time. So then Ashiyazakim of Zayin, you're going to have the Hazos Mechatos on day 3 and day 7. You're going to have to then go to the mikvah, and then you're going to have a taglachas of Toma, and then you need 7 days of minimal growth. And therefore, the Kain Imgolhu Biyom Lamed, if they cut your hair off on day 30, so Sir Zayin, the only reason you have to wait 7 days is Shiolcholagaleach Taglachas Nizro Arachazayin, because you need to have a significant amount of hair. But if they didn't cut it off so much, if they only cut off your hair, Kidei Lochof Rosh Likaro, that they left enough hair that you still can do this, so then ain't no soser. You don't have to be soser anything at all, because Rabbi Eliezer holds that you need a 7 day growth. And this, by definition, is called the 7 day growth, Kidei Lochof Rosh Likaro. So therefore, this brisa is not a steer to saying that the hair grows up from the bottom, but in fact, it goes like the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer. Now the Gemara asks, my time of the Rabbi Eliezer, where does Rabbi Eliezer get his shita from? What's his rationale over here? Because he says, Yoliv taglachas tahara mi taglachas tumah. He learns out the two from each other. Just like the taglachas tumah has to be 7 day growth, you have to wait after your tummy. If you became tummy after the blows, you have to wait 7 days. So too over here, the taglachas tahara has to have at least a 7 day growth of hair on it. As the Gemara says, Ma taglachas tumo shiva, just like after the taglachas of tumah, you have to wait 7 days to bring your taglachas tahara korbanos. So too, after taglachas tahara shiva, you have to have 7 days hair growth on your head for the taglachas tahara. So if you have kidei lochof rosh likaro, which is by definition a 7 day growth, so then ain't no soser, it's not soser. And therefore, the Gemara continues and says, V'kim lul rabbanan, it was known to the Chachamim that this called Zayin Yomin, As Yomazia Kidei Lochof Rosho Leikaro. That's exactly 7 days for the hair to grow enough that you could bend it over and have the the most distal hair, the hair furthest away from the body, coming to touch the bottom, the base, and that is 7 days' growth. So therefore, that's why this brisa, which holds like the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer, that this was a hair cutting after the malos, says you only need 7 days, and since the person, by definition, had 7 days, because the shiru bo kedei lochof rosh liikaro, therefore, eino soser. And it's not a stira to our proof that we had that the hair grows up from the bottom, Ravi Mila Tachas, and not Ravi Mila El. Okay, then we quote our Mishnah. Our Mishnah said, Nazir Shigilach, if a Nazir took a haircut, Bein Bitar, whether he used a razor, Bein Mazug, whether he used the scissors, Oh, Shesifsev Kolshu, or he plucked it with his fingers, even a single hair, we said, Kolshu Chayev, you're going to be Chayev. That's what the Mishnah said. Tan Rabban, we learn the following Brisa. The Brisa tells us, Tar. The pasuk is Koyme Neder Nizro Tar Lo Yavor Al Rosho. A person cannot have a tar, a razor, go on his head. Now, the pasuk tells us tar. It tells me a razor. Ainly El Tar. That would seem to apply only if you cut your hair with a razor. Does this iser apply? Talash. If you plucked it with your hand. Mirate. Mirate means you use some sort of a cream, as the Rosh says in Libra Maskul, Tolash. He says, Tolash means biad, with your fingers. You plucked it. Mirate means besam, you use some sort of a depilatory agent, some sort of a potion or a cream. Shifshuf, what does that mean? Biad also means with the hands. The heavier aseir, and you remove the hair. So the word sifsef and tolash are very similar. I'm not sure of the exact difference between them. In Tosos Libra Maskul, Tonar Abun, he says, Tolash means Tolash ba kolshu pirish shelo b'tar, without using a razor. Bain, whether sha'akar haseyar mitchiloso, samuch l'rosha, whether you uprooted it all the way from the base, or miyu shelo ke'ein tar, but not like a tar, not like a razor. Ubain shelo akru l'gamri, or whether you didn't uproot it entirely, ki ela miktsoso, only part of the hair. So minayin di osu, how do we know that this is osu? And that's similar to what the Mefarish says in Nibramatso Tolash. He says, Tolash means you uprooted the hair, say, or besamach l'basa, very close to the scalp. Avalo okul l'gamri, but you didn't uproot it entirely. Ugon, she karu nira, you can still see the base hair. As opposed to sifsuf, which the Oz Dalet over here in the Nusach of the Rivan tells us, shekotach rosh haseyor kolshu, you just pulled up. You cut some of the hair a little bit, not necessarily from the end. Umashma sifsef kimo sof. It means you did it from the top part. In other words, it seems to be, according to the Mefarish, and maybe according to Tosos, that the difference between talash and sifsef is how much. Talash means you really uprooted almost all of the hair. Maybe there's a little bit left at the base. And sifsef means that you just plucked part of the hair. Okay, in any event, let's go back and if we're going to the Brisa Tar, the Pasuk says you must use a razor. Ainly El Tar, that would only tell me a razor. How do I know if I cut the hair in any other way? Talash Miret Sifsef, I plucked it with my fingers in some way, or I used some sort of depilatory cream on it, Kol Shu Minai, even if I did a little bit of that, then it would be Chayiv as well. So the Gemara tells us, Talmud Lomar, the Pasuk says, Kadosh Ye Gadel Pera Sarosho, that you're over in this situation for just having the hair of your head not being gadol perasarosho for the nazir. If you remove the hair in any way, you're not fulfilling this din that a nazir is not allowed to cut his hair. Doesn't have to be with a tar. The end of the pasuk says, any way that you remove the hair, you're not doing the proper thing. A nazir is not allowed to remove his hair in any way. That's the opinion, divrei Rabbi Yoshia. Now, Rabbi Yonason disagrees. Rabbi Yonason Omer, no. The pasuk says, tar! Tar, ainly ela tar. That tells me it must be with a razor. If, in fact, a person did it in any other way, mire tolash sifsef, he did it with his hands, he did it with a depilatory cream, kolshu, even any amount done with this way, is potter. He's not over the lav of don't remove your hair, because the removal of the hair that the Torah forbids is with a tar. Now, according to this, the words kolshu don't make any sense over here. And in fact, Tosus doesn't have them. If you look in the Ramaskal Rabbi Yonason, Tosus Giris is Rabbi Yonason Omar, Ain, and he says that you're not going to be Ainli Alatar if you were Tolash Sifsef. It doesn't say Kol Shehu, it just says Potter. And this is true, Tosa says, Bain Kinami Tolash Meikaro, Bain Eino Tolash Meikaro, whether you did it from the root or whether you did it from the top part of the hair, Eina over klal. According to Rav Yonason, you're not over anything. Afilu ke'ein tar. Even if you did it like a tar, that you removed most of the hair. So the words kolshu are just there for parallelism. Since Rav Yoshia's din was kolshu, so Rav Yonason uses the words kolshu as well. If you have that girsa, or Tosas doesn't even have the girsa of kolshu. Because in this situation, the amount of hair that you remove is irrelevant. If you didn't use a tar, Rav Yonason says, yachayev. So Rav Yoshia says, yachayev, even if you didn't use a tar, and Rav Yonah says you're not. Now, each of them has to explain what the other one does with the way they darsh in the psukim. So, first we question Rav Yonah, and Rav Yonah said that only with a tar. But what about the end of the pasuk? It says, v'ha kisiv kadosh yeh gadol peres sarosho. What are you going to do with that part of the pasuk? It seems to imply any amount of hair is not allowed to be removed. So the Gemara says, with any mechanism. So the Gemara says, l'meimra, so Rav Yonah would answer, the imgilach lei bisar koyim alei basay. The lo sase. No, the end of the pasuk tells us that if you use a tar, so then you're over the lo sase, but you're also over the ase of letting your hair grow. Gadel pera, kadosh yeh. So therefore, in that situation, when you use a razor, you're chayiv both for a lo sase and an ase. But if you use anything else, such as meirat, tolash, or sifsef, you in fact would not be usur. That's the understanding of Yonason of the beginning of the pasuk tar and the end of the pasuk kadosh yeh, gadel pera, sarosho. No, the Braisa tells us, Tanya Idoch, Tar, the Braisa says, the word Tar in the pasuk tells me, Ein li'ela tar, you must use a razor. How do we know, Tolash, Meirat, Sifsev, Koshu, Minayin, that you're going to be Chayiv? Talmud Omer, the Braisa teaches us that the hair can't be gone from your head. Lo Yavor al Rosho. Period. L'yachash is sofo, sofenu, l'rabos kol dover. So if the end of the pasuk is telling us, any mechanism of removing hair doesn't have to be a tar, is going to be making you over the iser, so then matam lomer tar lo yavar osho. So why did the first part of the pasuk say tar? Rav Yoshia, that's the problem according to Rav Yoshia. Why does it say tar? If in fact any mechanism of removing the hair is going to make you chayiv, so why does the first part of the pasuk say tar? Matam lomer tar lo yavar osho. So the Bryce answers, more answers, lefisha lo lomadnu l'teglacha suachrona shir besar, because the purpose of the sar lo yavar osho is not to teach us the prohibition of a nazir. In fact, removal of any part of the hair, kadosh yeh, gadol peres, sar rosho, any way of removing the hair is going to make you over the iser. But why then do I need the beginning to tell me tar lo yavar osho, to teach me the proper way to do the taglachas tahara, that it has to be with a tar? Because I wouldn't have known, l'fisha lo lomadnu l'taglachas achrona, the right taglachas that you're doing as part of your tahara process, as part of bringing the end of your naziris, you bring the karbanos and you do the taglachas, so we wouldn't know that that has to be with tar. And therefore, this pasuk, lo yavar, tar lo yavar al rosho, comes to teach us that in fact the final taglachas has to be with a tar. And this is an example of an eno inyon lezeh, tineyu inyon lezeh. We don't need it to be used for the prohibition, so therefore it teaches us the proper way to do the taglachas. Because I wouldn't know how to do the taglachas if I didn't have the pasuk, tar lo yavar al rosho. Why is that? Because lulamdo mi mitzora, to teach us this din from the dinim of mitzora, who also has to shave, that can't be done. E'efshra. That wouldn't work. And we turn to mem omud aleph. Because she'ein donin kal mechomor lahachmer olav. The din, as the Rosh points out here in the top Rosh, he says, Shamitzorah chomor. A mitzorah is a more chomor dika din of taglachas than by a nazir. Why is that? Because a mitzorah, Shamitzorah chomor, shetzorich legaleach kol sar gufo. He has to go and cut off all the hair on his body. He has to totally shave his entire body. As opposed to Hanazir, when he does his taglachas, Einu megaleach ela rosho. He just shaves his head. And therefore, the wording of tar lo yavar al rosho is necessary to teach us the proper way to do the taglachas by the nazir, because you can't learn it out from the mitzorah. Because she'ein don kami chamor lahachmir lo. You can't go and learn out the lighter din of nazir, which is only cutting the hair on the head, shaving the head, from the din of mitzorah, which is to shave the hair on the entire body. And therefore, the Tanakam over here in this braisa says that's what we need the word tar for. Now Rebbe Omer, Rebbe disagrees with the Tanakam and says, Eino tzarech, I don't need this word tar to teach us this din, because Hari Omer, tar lo yavar rosho, ad mulos, because the beginning of the pasuk tells me that you're not allowed to have the tar going ahead until the mulos. Implication being, up to the mulos, a Torah Amra, that up to the mulos you can't have the tar going on your head. However, achar mulos, lo te taglachas, el betar. So Rebbe learns it out from the beginning of the pasuk where it says Tyler Yavar Rosho Ad Milos. So therefore, that's how Rebbe learns it out. But both of them, whether it's the Tanakama or Rebbe, both need the pasuk Tyler Yavar Al Rosho to teach us this din. Again, the Tanakama learns it more from the word extra word tar, because he says Lo Yavar Al Rosho teaches us anyway, and the din of tar teaches us the final taglachas how it has to be. Whereas Rebbe says it's from the extra words Ad Milos. So it tells us Ad the Milos, you can't use a tar, but at the Milos, you use a tar. Gemara now questions Rebbe. Gemara says, Voksiv, Tar lo yavor al rosho. The Pasuk says, Tar lo yavor al rosho. The Tanakhama's explanation seems to fit in better with the words, Tar lo yavor al rosho. Because it said, Lo yavor al rosho, and then it adds the word tar to teach us this thing. But according to Rebbe, why does it use this language? If, in fact, any way that you cut the hair is going to be over the prohibition against the nazir cutting his hair, so why does it mention specifically tar lo yavor al rosho? So Rebbe would answer, Lavor lo b'shnei lavim. That teaches us that if you use the tar, if you use a razor, you're going to be over twice. One for lo yavor al rosho, and as well for being over tar, cutting it with a tar. But the bottom line is that you see that the word tar comes to teach us the taglachas ha'achrona has to be with a tar, bein the Tanakama, bein Rebbe. This is a good break point. With this, we conclude today's shir.